Okay, so have you ever wondered, like, who really rules the zodiac jungle?
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. We are diving into that fiery showdown between Leo and Aries
I like it.
to uncover who's really more dominant.
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
And it's more than just a roar-off, right? We're
Right.
talking astrological dominance,
Okay.
which is about how these signs project energy, influence others,
Oh, yeah.
and how they kind of move through the world.
So we're going deep with this article. Celestial Showdown is what it's called,
Bought it.
which digs into how these signs navigate power dynamics.
There.
It's time to unpack what makes Leo and Aries tick.
Yes.
But going beyond those, like, typical
Right.
sun sign stereotypes. Yeah.
Exactly. Because we have to remember, right? Dominance in astrology, it's not about being like bossy.
Right.
It's more about self-assurance, influence,
Right.
and how we navigate the
It's
world.
about that inner fire.
Yes.
Right. So let's turn up the heat and start with Leo.
Okay.
Ruled by the sun.
Of course.
They're known for their, like, star power.
Absolutely. This article highlights their charisma, generosity, and
Yes.
that undeniable flair for the dramatic.
Oh, they definitely know how to make an entrance.
Yes, they do.
But the article doesn't shy away from some potential downsides
Right.
of that Leo energy,
Right.
like, you know, those ego clashes or needing constant validation.
Yes, and that's where it gets interesting because the article suggests that Leos can actually turn this need for validation into a strength
Okay.
by focusing on celebrating other successes
Oh, interesting.
and practicing active listening.
So it's about shifting that focus outwards,
Yes.
which isn't always easy for a sign that loves the spotlight.
Right, exactly.
But before we get too comfy in the Leo den,
Okay.
let's bring in our other contender, Aries. And this is where the article gets really interesting
Okay.
because it plays with the word arise in two specific ways.
I love that. This is one of the things that makes this article stand out. It's like a built-in astrological puzzle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
So first, it uses arise as shorthand for the ascendant,
Okay.
which is the zodiac sign rising on the eastern horizon
Right.
at the moment of your birth.
Right.
Think of it as your cosmic outfit,
Oh, I like that.
your astrological first impression.
It adds a layer of complexity because now we're not just talking about your sun sign, right? We're
Right.
looking at how you present yourself to the world, how
Right.
you show up, the
Yeah.
first impression, like you said.
But then the article takes this wordplay even further
Okay.
and uses arise to represent the very act of
Ramnagit.
rising,
Okay.
stepping into your power,
Yes.
facing challenges head on, and using those experiences to grow.
And that dual meaning adds such a fascinating layer to this whole dominance discussion because now it's not just about your sun sign, right? It's about how you evolve, adapt, and express your power over time.
Okay, so we've got these two sides to arise.
Okay.
The astrological ascendant shaping our outer persona,
Yes.
and this concept of personal evolution and how we rise to meet life's challenges.
Exactly. And the article does a great job of showing how these two meanings are intertwined. For example,
Okay.
imagine a Leo sun
Okay.
paired with a fiery Aries ascendant.
Okay.
That's a double dose of boldness and action-oriented energy.
That's a potent combination.
Right.
I bet that person could light up a room.
The article suggests that this particular blend could amplify the leadership qualities
Right.
and pioneering spirit we often associate with both Leo and Aries.
But what happens when you combine those, like, fiery Leo vibes
Right.
with, say, a more grounded Taurus ascendant?
Okay. Yeah.
That feels like a clash of elements.
It is, and that's where things get really fascinating. The article suggests that this kind of blend might lead to a more patient, strategic approach to dominance. It's less about immediate impact and more about carefully considered action and steady progress.
So how does this arise concept, both as ascendant and the act of rising, play out in the real world? What
Right.
does it actually look like in different areas of our lives?
Well, that's where we get into the nitty-gritty of how these energies might show up in your career, your relationships, and even society at large. It's about to get interesting.
So we're talking Leo and arise in the real world.
Okay.
Let's start with careers.
Okay.
How might these astrological energies influence our career choices
right.
and how we navigate the workplace.
When it comes to work, the article points out that Leos, with their natural leadership and charisma, often gravitate towards careers where they can shine.
Okay.
Think like creative fields, management positions, or really anything that lets them take charge and inspire others.
That tracks, yeah. It's easy to imagine a Leo CEO giving a killer presentation or leading their team to success with a contagious energy.
Totally.
But even in those roles, the article doesn't shy away from potential pitfalls for Leo. What happens when a Leo isn't the center of attention?
Right.
Or when their ideas are met with resistance?
Yeah, that's where their adaptability comes in. It's not always easy for a Leo, but learning to channel that fiery energy in a way that uplifts their colleagues and helps them achieve collective goals, that's key.
Finding that balance between ambition and being a team player.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense for Leos. But what about the Arise influence?
Okay.
How might our ascendant or our personal approach to challenges impact our career paths?
This is where it gets really nuanced.
Okay.
For example, the article suggests that a Leo with a Capricorn ascendant, Capricorn being an earth sign known for its practicality and discipline, might be drawn to more structured, traditional career paths.
Okay.
Because they crave stability and long-term success.
That makes sense.
Right.
They're still a Leo.
They are.
But that Capricorn influence adds a layer of groundedness.
Totally. Whereas a Leo with a Sagittarius ascendant, Sagittarius being known for its adventurous, free-spirited nature,
Right.
Might be drawn to a career that allows for more freedom and exploration.
Okay.
Think travel, entrepreneurship, anything that allows them to constantly learn and expand their horizons.
Right.
And then there's that other dimension of arise, that concept of rising to the occasion.
Right, which isn't tied to a specific job title.
Right.
But how someone approaches challenges in the workplace.
Precisely. Someone with a strong Arise influence might start in an entry-level position.
Okay.
But steadily climb the ranks.
Right.
Not because they're seeking the spotlight.
Yeah.
But because they're driven to grow, learn new skills, and take on greater responsibilities.
It's that inner drive that pushes them forward.
Yes.
Okay, we've covered the workplace.
Okay.
But let's be honest. We all want to know about love.
Of course.
What does the article have to say about how Leo and Arise show up in our relationships?
Well, get ready for some astrological truth bombs. In typical Leo fashion, they don't do anything halfway.
Oh, no.
Right. This article highlights that Leos craves admiration and loyalty in a relationship.
Okay.
They're generous, warm-hearted partners.
Right.
But they need that validation and appreciation to truly thrive.
They want to know their partner is paying attention.
Yes.
Grand gestures are probably a must, right?
Definitely. Don't forget those. Leos are ruled by the sun, so they want to feel like the center of your universe. But this is where the Arise influence can add some interesting dynamics. We're looking at both the ascendant and that idea of personal growth within a relationship.
Give us an example of how that might play out.
Well, imagine a Leo
with
a Pisces or Cancer ascendant.
Okay.
Pisces and Cancer are water signs known for their emotional depth and intuition.
Right.
These individuals might express their love in a quieter, more intuitive way.
So instead of sweeping grand gestures, it might be about deep conversations, shared dreams, and a deep emotional connection.
Exactly. It's about understanding your partner's emotional landscape. On the other hand, a Leo with a Gemini or Libra ascendant, both air signs known for their communication skills and love of socializing, might bring a more playful, communicative energy to their relationships. Think witty banter, intellectual sparring, and a shared love of exploring new ideas together.
It sounds like a relationship that would keep you on your toes.
Right.
But what about the other side of Arise? That idea of rising to meet challenges.
Right.
How does that show up romantically?
Relationships are a constant dance of growth and compromise.
Right.
For Leo, this might mean learning to balance their desire for attention with their partner's needs.
Okay.
It's about communicating effectively, navigating conflict constructively, and being willing to admit when they're wrong.
It's about choosing to evolve and become a better partner, even when it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
Or challenges that Leo ego.
Exactly. And those are the Arise moments within a relationship, where we can either let our ego lead the way or choose to show up with more vulnerability and authenticity.
Okay, so we've covered how Leo and Arise play out in our careers and our love lives.
Okay.
But this article doesn't stop there. It also delves into how these astrological energies can influence our roles within a larger societal context.
Right. It's about connecting these personal energies to something bigger than ourselves.
I'm ready for it. Let's go big picture. So we're talking about Leo and Arise on a bigger stage.
Right.
What does that look like?
It's about understanding how these energies might influence someone's leadership style, their career choices, and even their impact on the world around them.
So for Leos, with their natural, like, star power and that desire to be in the spotlight, we're probably talking about careers that have some visibility.
Right. Think of fields like politics, activism, entertainment, anything that allows them to use their voice and their influence to make a difference.
Okay.
The article specifically calls out Nelson Mandela as an example.
Nelson Mandela, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He was a Leo.
Yeah.
And his life story is a powerful example of a rise in action.
Right.
Here's someone who used his platform to fight for social justice, to dismantle a system of oppression, and to inspire a nation toward healing and unity.
He definitely embodies that Leo energy. But it wasn't just about him being in charge.
Right.
It was about using his influence to uplift others.
And that's a key distinction, right? It's not just about seeking power for its own sake.
Right.
It's about using your influence to make a positive impact on the world. And that's something that resonates with the Arise concept as well.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's about using your voice and your actions to create meaningful change.
And you don't have to be on a global stage to do that.
No, absolutely not.
Right. It can show up in our communities, in our workplaces, even in our own homes.
Absolutely. Think of the teacher who inspires their students to think differently.
Right.
The volunteer who rallies their community around a cause they care about. Or even the parent who instills a strong sense of social responsibility in their children. Those everyday acts of leadership can be incredibly powerful.
Oh, yeah.
It's that ripple effect, right? So we've got these real-world examples of how Leo and Arise show up in society. But does the article give us any, like, specific example to illustrate this? It feels like we need a case study or two.
You know, this article does not disappoint.
Okay, good.
It analyzes a few well-known figures through this lens of Leo and Arise.
Okay.
And it starts with someone I think you'll find quite fascinating. We're talking about the Duchess of Sussex herself. Meghan Markle.
Okay, Meghan Markle. This should be good.
Yes.
Break it down for us. What does the article say about her astrological blueprint?
Well, for starters, she's a Leo sun.
Okay.
So we've got that natural charisma and star power.
Right.
But what makes her chart particularly interesting in this context is her speculated Cancer ascendant.
Okay.
Cancer is a water sign known for its nurturing, empathetic energy.
So we have the confident, spotlight-loving Leo sun paired with this more emotionally attuned Cancer ascendant. How does the article suggest that plays out in her life?
It suggests that this combination might explain why she's often described as both confident and compassionate.
Okay.
She can command a room,
but
there's also a warmth and an empathy that comes through.
Right.
And the article suggests that this Cancer influence might have played a role in her decision to step back from the royal family.
That was a major Arise moment.
Okay.
Choosing to redefine success and forge your own path.
Exactly. It wasn't just about being a quote-unquote typical Leo seeking the spotlight for its own sake.
Right.
It was about aligning with her values, speaking her truth, and creating a life that felt authentic.
That's a powerful example of how our ascendant can influence our choices and help us create a life that's more aligned with who we truly are. Okay, so we've covered Meghan Markle. Who else does the article highlight?
Well, to illustrate how Arise can manifest differently, the article shifts gears from royalty to the world of animation, analyzing none other than Simba from The Lion King.
Simba, I love it.
Yes.
Okay, so he's a lion, obviously.
Of course.
But how does his journey connect to these themes of Leo and Arise?
On a symbolic level, Simba's journey from playful cub to reluctant heir to ultimately embracing his role as king embodies that whole Arise concept.
Okay, I see it. He starts off carefree, avoiding responsibility.
Right.
But then life throws him challenges, forcing him to grow and step into his power.
Right.
It's a classic coming-of-age story.
Right, and that's the essence of Arise, isn't it?
Right.
It's about those moments when we're challenged to become more than we thought we could be, even when it's difficult or scary.
And in Simba's case, it's about embracing those innate Leo qualities, the courage, the leadership, to create a better future for his pride. Okay, so we've explored how these energies of Leo and Arise play out in different people and situations, but the biggest question remains, who does the article say is more dominant, Leo or Aries?
And this is something I appreciate about the article. It doesn't pick a winner.
Oh, come on. I was hoping for a little more astrological drama.
I know, right? But the article emphasizes that true astrological understanding is about recognizing the nuances of each individual's chart.
Okay.
It's not as simple as saying one sign is more dominant than another.
So it's not a competition.
Not exactly.
Okay.
It's about recognizing the unique way each sign expresses its energy and navigates the world.
And that we each have our own unique blend of astrological influences that shape who we are.
Exactly. And that's something to celebrate.
I love that. Yeah. So for all you Leos and Aries out there, embrace your inner fire, but remember to use it wisely.
Yeah.
Your astrological blueprint is a map, not a cage. It's up to you to choose how you express your energy and make your mark on the world.
And for everyone else, remember that astrology is a tool for self-discovery.
Yes.
The more you understand your own astrological makeup, the more empowered you become to create a life that truly aligns with who you are.
And that's what this deep dive is all about.
There you go.
Thanks for joining us as we explore the fiery showdown between Leo and Aries.
Thank you.
Until next time, keep exploring those cosmic depths.